Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper, filling in for Jeffrey Davis today. Our guest in the studio is Ken Abrams, who's the VP of Client Relations for Fun Enterprises. So Ken, tell us a little bit about what Fun Enterprises is.
Fun Enterprises is a company that predominantly does event planning.
Okay.
And our market is really a lot of colleges, corporations. We do some private events. We do some high school work. We also have started a division about 5 years ago where we deal with speakers. Right now, that speaker division is fairly limited. We only have 4 speakers.
And what type of speakers are those, out of curiosity?
There is a little bit of a range. We have one gentleman, and he's really what we started with. His name is Michael Miller, and he does a lot of corporate and college leadership training and does some work around diversity and inclusion. We have another gentleman by the name of Joel Christian Gill, who is a cartoonist who has written a couple graphic novels talking about the story of Black Americans, and he is unhappy with the way that we teach Black history in this country. He looks at it as that we segregate it out from American history, and it is a part of American history. We have a woman named Amma Marfo who talks about creativity through humor and also including introverts into the conversation, because a lot of people, especially in higher ed, which is where her background is, think that most of the people in that field are extroverts, and she is very much an introvert, but was very successful in that field. And we're taking on a new speaker, a gentleman by the name of David Zemanski, who also does a lot of work around leadership. He also works for an organization called LeaderShape, which works with college students and helps them with their leadership skills.
Very interesting. So basically, if people need a speaker on those topics, they would look to Fun Enterprises.
Yep.
Or if they contact that person directly, they'd refer them back to you.
Correct.
Excellent. So tell us about the event planning for colleges that you do.
We do a fairly wide range of event planning for colleges, whether it is orientations and welcome weeks to family weekends. Right now we're doing a lot of stuff around spring carnivals and spring fests. And we work with colleges right now regularly in about 35 states. We're based in New England. We do have a couple staff members out in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have the speaker office is actually in Tacoma, Washington. So we work with colleges all over the country, and it depends upon their needs. We'll do anything from, you know, very small weekday series to, again, a full-blown carnival at the end of the year.
Interesting. So how did you get started in that and find that niche? That's the kind of thing I thought colleges did themselves.
Somebody has to help them with it,
I guess.
How did I get started? I actually started in college. Uh-huh. I went to a small school in New England, and I was on the program board there and really loved it. I think what I like most about it is I enjoy planning the activities. I enjoy seeing people have a good time. When I left college, I really wanted to work in the concert industry, and I started in that direction and realized how much I disliked it and had an opportunity to switch more to doing novelty programming. And when I started, novelties on college campuses were very unusual. Most colleges were doing a lot of music and then some comedians. As the drinking age shifted from 18 to 21, schools needed to find other ways to engage their students. Now it is getting harder and harder to engage students on college campuses.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that challenge.
Well, for better or for worse, we are a culture that is attached to our electronic devices. And when I went to college, you know, there was no internet. You know, computers were in their infancy, and you didn't have, you know, everything in the palm of your hand. And if somebody wants to see a current performer, whether it is a rap artist, whether it is a country performer, you can go on the internet, go to YouTube, go to any number of outlets and get that content streaming to your phone. Mm-hmm. So we're finding that students, not just students, but people in general, are kind of retreating into their own little electronic worlds. And so it's getting harder and harder on college campuses to engage people. And I like a challenge. So for me, it's been interesting to see that shift and to see how we can kind of, I don't want to use the word combat it, but in the sense combat and get people out of their rooms, get people out of their phones, get people out of their virtual worlds into the real world. I've also found it interesting to see how millennials are painted, millennials and the generation behind them, students who are in college now are not millennials, they're post-millennials, to see how people refer to them. And they get painted with a very broad brush, mm-hmm. and that is a brush that I have found to be extremely inadequate. I think that this generation is no different than the baby boomers and the generations that preceded them, in that there are people in every generation that are self-centered, that are self-serving, but there's a lot of people in those generations that also have good hearts, good souls, and great work ethics. Mm-hmm. And I've met some incredible young people with phenomenal work ethics.
Well, that makes sense. So are there any techniques that you've found that have been effective in bringing people together that are outside this, you know, bringing them outside the electronic world?
You need to go where they are. So people still need to eat. They still need to go to classes. They still need to, you know, they still need to physically get out of their rooms. And so if you start moving your activities and your entertainment to where they are, you have greater success. Instead of trying to get them to deviate from their normal routine, you bring your routine to where they are, where they're going to be anyway.
Mm-hmm. So you'll hold events in the cafeteria and things like that. Is that kind of the idea?
Cafeteria, you'll put them in main thoroughfares. You're not going to put them in an out-of-the-way room where they have to search it out. You have to put it. It's no different than any other people. Mm-hmm. You know, restaurants, great restaurants are often not put at the end of a dark street. They're put mm-hmm. in an area where people are traveling. Mm-hmm. Now, that's why if you go down Newbury Street, you're going to see a lot of high-end shops. Well, they all congregate there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. So how many people work at Fun Enterprises?
Depends upon the day. We have 10 office staff members, 9 in Stoughton, which is where our headquarters are, and 1 out in Tacoma, Washington. We have probably 7 or 8 full-time artists, and then another 4 people that are full-time road staff that go out and do. The company is divided into artistic programs, hands-on, photography, and personalization programs. So we have a staff of artists, and we also have a staff of people that do the other stuff. We've been very lucky over the past 5 to 7 years, and we've found some people that are crossover that can do both the artistic work and the photo work.
Interesting. So when a college or another group calls you and they're looking to just do an event, so walk us through that process. What does that look like?
The process always starts with asking them a lot of questions mm-hmm. in terms of what's the purpose, what's the motivation, what do you need this event to do? Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are a little bit self-explanatory. If we're doing there are colleges that we work with that do a novelty series anywhere from once a week to twice a month to once a month. And so we know that the goal there is they just want something that's going to stop some traffic, give some of the kids something to take back to their rooms with them. So whether it's a corporate event or a college event or a private event, it's always to find out, what are your needs? Mm-hmm. So Chris was talking about his sister's wedding. And mm-hmm. for something like that, we would want to know, you know, how many guests do you have? What are you looking for? Because every wedding is different. We're going to recommend something very different for a high end. This is a black tie event. Everything has to be pristine. We've done weddings where it was, people think they're coming to our engagement party, and halfway through it, we're bringing out the justice of the peace, and we're getting married. And it's going to be on a beach, and people are going to be wearing flip-flops, and they're going to be wearing bathing suits, and we just want this to be really fun. So it's identifying what the needs of the individual are and then trying to match those needs with the services we have. There are times when we'll talk to a client and realize that we're not a good match for mm-hmm. whatever reason. And we can recommend somebody that may be a better fit. Maybe there's an item that they want that we don't have, but we know who does have it.
So what would you say would be the most unique event that you've ever done?
Wow, that's a great question. And there's a bunch that kind of fit that. Unique. We did a corporate event for Campbell's Soup, and it was on the... We were actually backstage at the Opera House in Boston, and that was pretty unique. We've done some stuff with celebrities, which is, I don't know if it's unique, but it can be interesting. We've worked at some very interesting places. We've done a lot of events at Fenway, which is an interesting place to work. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite place to work, but it's an interesting place to work.
It's a quirky layout.
It's a very quirky layout, and it's a quirky layout when you're doing events there.
I'm sure it is.
So I, you know, those are some of the ones we did. One of the strangest events I ever did is we did a photo event for a cable channel, which is called the Erotics Network, and we were actually working with porn stars. And I don't think that was my favorite event to do, but it was certainly unique.
But it qualifies you to be president now.
Probably.
So if people wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
You know, again, in the electronic world we live in, probably the internet. Our website is funent.com. You can also call us at 781-436-3187.